You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door, Season 6.
Woohoo!
We're back.
Who dis?
Who dis? For real. Who dis?
Can we do the sound and where they go?
We can. You know that sound? We can. I do. Yes, we can. We can.
The most annoying but awesomest sound.
So appropriate.
Oh, my goodness. So, depending, I think by the time people see this episode, there will be a title that gives some things away.
Yeah, because we've been gone for a while, guys. We've been gone since longer than we usually are because
yes, that's right.
We left off in September. We usually go later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? It was
somewhere around
somewhere
there.
Around.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Then, but we're back. It's spring, guys. It's new beginnings.
We skipped over two seasons.
We did. We really did. We really did.
And I'm already married, so judging by the title, we're back and a huge life change has occurred.
Mm.
So between the two of you guys, something happened.
It's me.
Okay.
Congratulations, Liam.
Yeah, Mia, tell us about your...
Wait, you're not going to fess up already?
A lot of our long-term viewers and listeners will be sad if that's the case, the ones that have been following us, because they're probably like,
Oh my God, no.
You know, like Mia fans, Mia stans.
Wait, what?
You know, you have fans from, you know, when we did like Off the Great Wall to now, like, you know, people are in tune to your love life.
Well,
but it's not about you.
Those so people funny. Don't have to yeah, worry.
That's right.
Don't worry, everyone. Oh my God. Still here.
No,
still
at here. This point, about me, you should worry. But that's another conversation.
That she's still funny. Single. Or not. I'm not going to give it
away. This is not about me.
Alfess, yeah. It was I.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it because I know we've been gone longer than usual. Mm-hmm. And that was because I took some time out of my life to go abroad, and then I did also get married, and so it was very exciting.
You basically ditched us.
I did.
Went abroad and got
but
married.
But I did tell you guys that I was going to
You gave us a heads up, yeah. Guys, I'm going to ditch you, so, you know.
We're like, oh, what about our podcast? Womp womp. No, just kidding. We were so happy for you.
Thank you.
And we
Thank
recorded
you.
A video for you as
they did.
Friends Next Door.
Yes, it was very
Minus
adorable.
You.
Yes, it was so cute. It was very lovely. It was
excellent.
It was really so. So we had a bunch of friends. So we got married in Taiwan for folks mm-hmm. that are
you
wondering.
You and Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Joseph.
Yes, Joe.
Are we just casually divulging his identity?
Oh, well, I mean, they don't know his last
past.
Name.
We said in the past.
Joe's a very, you know, they don't know.
But so a lot of folks couldn't make it just because we knew everybody was so busy. We were not, honestly, like I was not expecting anybody to make it of course I knew people would want to come, but it's such a big ask. And I was like, it's okay. We're just happy to have people to tell.
Yeah.
We're just happy that we, you know, there's a lot of wonderful, we're blessed with wonderful, wonderful people in our lives.
But you were pleasantly surprised because a lot of people did come.
Pleasantly
I saw the photos.
Surprised. Yes. Yeah. It was so lovely. There were a lot of wonderful people and important core people that couldn't come.
Right.
Some of those people made videos for us, including F&D
Yours truly.
Folks. So it was really lovely.
Awesome.
And it was so sweet. Thank you so much.
And that's a huge life change.
Mm-hmm.
Truly. And it's also a testament because you're such a you're so big on creating your community and you're also very caring to the people around you. So that shows.
That's actually one of the biggest takeaways that I had when for people that have done a wedding and like mm-hmm. all this stuff, like everybody has their own experience. But for me, first, it's like a whirlwind. But the biggest thing, I think I will take like the next couple of weeks literally to process everything because we were also in Taiwan for many, many months. So it was an incredible experience. So much of my extended family is in Taiwan. So I fully treasure this incredible adventure. But once the wedding is over, I was a big takeaway I had was kind of just like what you said, Mio, of like, wow, you're seeing all these memories being made in front of you
mm-hmm.
and for other people, like as they're happening. I'm like, this is such a cool thing to witness, like for your family and for your friends. It is such a cool thing, like to see community being made and memories being made so real time. That was so
profound.
Cool. That was perfect. That was very, very cool. And also, if I'm honest, like I did not expect, honestly, to have almost all of my family there, because yeah. I grew up in the States. I was born in the States. So I honestly did think that if I were to get married one day, it would be in the U.S.
And your spouse is from the U.S.
Yes. We both were born and raised in the U.S., right. But he is not Taiwanese. But, like, he has...
Only in spirit.
No, seriously. He's local
Taiwanese
than I am.
Taiwanese on the inside.
Yeah. Yes. When we got to Taiwan, he was more local than I am. Wow. Because he had spent a lot of time there. It was awesome. But, yeah, it was an incredible time.
Wow. So that's what you've been up to.
Any other questions for you guys?
I mean, when you told us that you're going to be spending a few months in Taiwan, I was like, as a digital nomad, I was like, you are living the life that I wanted to have.
Well, it's funny because she didn't tell us she was getting married right away.
Exactly.
But did we... Mia, like, were we like, huh, I wonder, Quan, did we have that conversation?
Definitely
crossed our minds.
I couldn't say that it didn't cross my mind.
No, for sure. I mean, I probably mentioned it to, like, my wife, like, I wonder if Quan's going to get married over there.
So, to be fair, we also did not, like, decide what, like, when we first got there.
Really?
But it was very quickly, because we got there, we had decided maybe, like, almost a month in.
Mm.
So, like... but obviously we talked about it way before.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure I like, because what
you hinted.
I hinted, yeah. But nothing had been decided.
Right. Yeah.
So I just want to say.
There was a real possibility it could happen.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. But I just want to say I did not keep it from anybody longer than I wanted to keep it from, because it hadn't been decided yet.
Got it.
Okay.
Never decided.
Okay. It wasn't like you knew.
No.
And you kept people in the dark for a reason. Like you were like, in the back of your mind, maybe. And once it solidified, you're like, hey guys, by the way.
So we got to tell everybody. Yes.
So I'm going to ask a very cliche question, but I feel like a lot of people would be wondering about this. It's like, how do you know that he's the one?
Oh my gosh.
We're going to ask that like after they get married. Awkward.
No, I think so.
At least you didn't go to the wedding and ask him, hey guys, how do you know you're right for each other?
Oh my gosh, love it.
Well, at this point, there's no turning back.
Yes. So I think there were so many signs, there were so many signs, but I think I'm actually a person where I think I need to be careful to like, not just jump, he's the one. Cause like, I think I can get a little bit, I can get my hopes up. And like in the beginning, you don't know, you really don't know.
You're more prone to like, feel like,
I am more so. I think there's two things. Yeah. I am more prone to always see where it goes, and I'm more prone to like not call it quits.
Mm. Okay.
So at least certainly in the past, but now I feel like I have better judgment. But you know, I think
that's interesting.
Yeah,
because you could not quit, but that could be your personality. But that doesn't mean you know they're the one. That could just be like, I don't want it to end. Versus like, this person's the one.
Wait,
does that make sense?
It does make sense.
It sounds like you're planting seed of doubts right now.
I don't think I had a point in time where I'm like, he's the one.
Okay,
but I think it just grew into this. It grew into this thing that like the seed was planted and the flower will. The plant is growing.
Uh-huh.
That's what it felt like to me. I think for some people there was like, at this point I knew. For me at least, it was. This is just this alive, growing thing. Like we are, it is turning into what people would call, now you know that he's the one. But for me, it's like, I had really strong confidence and trust from the very beginning.
Mm.
And it has just never stopped there.
Okay.
Ooh. So like, I feel very grateful that like from the beginning, it was always super trusting and like lots of we hit all the important things that we want to talk about. I will say maybe to summarize the one thing that I'm like, this is why I'm going to keep going. Like for sure is like, there's this sense of safety that I get that I don't think that I have felt in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think like I also, the second thing is I am presented with opportunities that I don't think that with both growth and just like general opportunities that I don't think that I would if like Joe wasn't in my life. So I think that that's a really good thing.
Mm.
So I think those two things.
Is that good enough for you, ma'am?
Yeah, because you know, when I ask my friends in the past, it's always been more or less along the lines of, you just know. But like,
that's the default answer. That's kind of a cop out. It's hard, but it's also hard to quantify it.
I understand it's hard to quantify, and also from what it sounds, until the sense of safety part, like there wasn't a moment that would like. It's not like a light bulb just like went off.
And it's gotta, it was it's just like be a different.
It was just like a strong like flame, that just kept like growing and growing. And growing.
Yeah.
And like even when like literally, I felt like, you know, somebody like pours water on the flame or something, like the flame just like, which is like, which is really cool. Like, I'm just like, I feel very lucky.
Maybe the fact that the flame was like steadily growing, that's what gives you that sense of like safety.
I think that, but I think Joe is just also somebody that does, for me, it gives me a lot of safety. Yeah. So like, I feel
as you guys are talking about that, this isn't the main topic, but I like how we went off on a tangent.
As always.
That's a great question to ask anybody. I was thinking, as you guys were talking, maybe you know, like for me, maybe you know they're the one when you're not afraid to lose them because you know you won't, because you'll do anything for them in a way. Like you'll sacrifice, you'll make it work. Like you're not afraid of the relationship not working out. Cause you're like, it doesn't even cross your mind.
So when you first asked it, Mia, I'm like, you kind of, we choose it every day. I just feel like we choose it every day.
There is no option for you to break off the relationship because you love that person deeply. So you're like, whatever difficulties we face, you're that confident in yourself and your partner that you can overcome it.
Mm.
That, I mean, not saying that's for other people. Yeah, like maybe for me, because I'm thinking like, how do I know?
It almost sounded counterintuitive, but then as soon as you explain it, it kind of makes sense.
Cause in my past relationships, there's moments where you're like, because it goes back to what you were saying. Like sometimes when you're, when you dive in or just like, it's hard to verbalize what you're saying, but I kind of know like you're prone to be like, oh, is this the one? This they're trying to look for signs.
Yeah.
Whereas like maybe you're, when you don't look for signs, you're not looking for signs. You're not like being like, tell me universe if this is the one.
Or like you have a set or you have certain conditions be met before you're willing to put in those, into that relationship.
It's all out the window. Yeah. It's like, it's this person or not.
Yeah. Yeah,
but like, how do you get to that point? That's really, that's the hard part is how do you know that that's the person you're willing to do that for?
I actually think what you were saying, right before, you're not afraid to lose them.
Change the title of this.
Yeah, we should.
we'll get to that point.
No, this is better. This is better than what we had, guys. Live title change.
But I think at first I was like, huh, I'm not sure. But then when I thought about when we were dating, I think it has to do with where you are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it resonated for when I was dating, because I was like, okay, I'm going to put myself all out there. And if it's not meant to be, then it's fine. I'm not scared. I'm trying to like actively to be not scared. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
This
it's
is
not
when
for
you
me.
Were dating Joe.
But that's the best combination. And I would say, I don't think that it only applies to, you know, nurturing a romantic relationship, but just also in life, because you have the best combination of like, I'm going to put all my efforts into making this relationship work, but also not to have expectation
for
it to like succeed, because there's always a chance for it to like
you
can't guarantee 100% because
you can put it in, but you don't know if the other person
But then the hardest part is to put it in
100%
into something and not expecting 100% back,
and then do it like again and again and again,
because because when you decide to do that, maybe you're like, oh, I'm willing to do it, but then if the other person doesn't and you're still willing to, I don't know, maybe that's
because I think traditionally people would answer this question was like, oh, we have this in common, we have this in common, we have this in common with it,
right?
But while I think that is super, and we have
you
a
should
lot
have,
in
you
common.
Should have something
you should have things in common.
You shouldn't be like completely
I think we should establish that the baseline is common sense.
You should have some things in common.
Okay.
And then like you should like the person.
Yeah.
But you know,
I mean, that whole thing kind of goes before getting into the relationship,
right?
Right.
Yes. But yeah. I think there's right. You see people too though that like they don't have that much in common, but yeah. they have maybe some core thing in common, and then they actively make it work.
Yeah.
They choose it to make it work.
That's why
every day
dating apps are so tough. Because you guys met like just like Yi and I, like we met organically.
We did
through very mutual lucky friends,
which is rare.
So you kind of like got to see somebody. Like I got to meet before Yi and I dated. I knew her as a person a little bit, and you have that moment where you're already starting to like formulate an opinion about that person, and you're attracted to them, right? Mm. Whereas like. You go on a date via app, like you're already going into this date like with so many preconceived notions.
The preconceived,
like, I don't know how people do it. Cause like I couldn't do it.
Cause right, it's very common, right? You just stuck, right? It's hard not to. Yeah. It's so even.
Well, cause it's right there, too,
right? You know? And we do this not
also,
just.
That's
for,
just how human minds work.
Right? Yeah. We do this not just for romantic, right? It's like for work too.
Yeah.
Like, where did this person used to work? Oh, who did they used to work with in the past? Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Or friends when we're meeting friends, it's like oh, how do they? How does he know her? And how did they?
Oh, I don't do that.
But a lot of people do. A lot of people do.
For sure.
So I think that it was cool to meet in person,
right?
And learn about each other them. Through each and, other.
Because then the mutual attraction turns into something deeper.
Yeah.
And you go on dates and stuff.
Yeah.
People still meet people through apps today. Like I'm not saying they don't. Obviously,
yeah,
the
course.
Majority
so many people do
happens
yeah.
through
yes.
dating apps.
Yes.
I'm just like, man, this it's yes. hard.
Yes. Yes.
I can't imagine.
Like, on one hand, dating apps are a tool to help make that initial connection because, you know, as we grow older, it's also hard to meet new people, right?
It is.
But at the same time, yes, because of that, and usually people talk before they meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have
right.
some
Good
sort
point.
Of a...
Yeah.
preconceived idea.
Yeah. I hear like on dating apps, you don't you have to talk online before you go on a date.
You don't have to.
Oh, you don't.
It really depends on you.
Like I heard that
there's even
people want to see how they converse first.
Sure. Online. Like normally maybe. that's what they do.
But some people are like this is stupid. Let's meet in person.
Let's just meet in person. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I think it like depends on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nowadays there's even apps that are just like okay, like we just cut through all those initial conversations. Uh-huh. As soon as you match with somebody, like you just go and
that's
meet
cool.
them.
Wait, is that a new app?
I don't. Oh. I get the ads.
I guess you could find out like on the
that's
date.
Cool.
Like
yeah.
old school. Like,
yeah.
That also sounds.
And, yes.
Yeah.
I mean.
What if you guys just started handing resumes to each other?
Oh my god!
Like personal resumes, like.
Oh my.
Oh, I
gosh.
See that you
I mean,
were
it's
born.
It's called matchmaking services.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you okay? You came to the California when. You
yeah, as soon as you meet.
Yeah. It's, like, yes. it's all right. I got
my
it.
Whole
I,
life yeah. story is
like
on
they
that
started
paper.
To yes. talk about them, and they're like, "No, I got it. I read it."
Yeah. Like yes. I don't need to ask.
But wow. yeah, I think it could it could be like a bunch of things you have in common. But like to go back to your question, it's like I do think it is like you kind of have a
part of it is intuition.
Part of it is intuition
because you cannot there this is an
it eight, can't
you
all can't, be on paper yeah. you know so
I think when I hear other people talk about it it does like add to, it does make you think a little, but all for the better. Right. And then if you're not with somebody, sometimes it can help hearing somebody else.
Mm.
Cause my wife gets asked that. She's like, oh, my coworker asked me today, like, you know, how'd you know Dan was old? I'm like, oh, yeah, what did you tell him? I actually forget exactly what she said. But, yeah, like I think it helps to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause you can add it to you can compare it to how you're thinking.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think it's more about like how they make you. This is gonna sound so cliche, but it's like how they make you feel. It's like
how they make you feel.
It's like do they bolster and like really emphasize and support what you think is important?
Mm.
Like, do they grow you? If this is something you care about growing spiritually, do they do that?
Sure.
Do
challenge
they care? Do
you.
They? Do, yeah. Are they there for you? You know. You yeah. know that this person will be there for you, like that type of thing.
That's right.
I feel like oftentimes you hear, like you said, it sounds cliche or whatever, and then you hear it from internet advices. I don't know, whatever, yeah. right? Like you hear these things being like, okay, this is how you do it. But also at the same time, like I would give props to you for being like, you can, there are certain expectations that are placed of the other person, but also at the same time, you are actively like putting the efforts to, mm-hmm. to, because, right, you give something and you then you take yeah. something.
You have to.
Yeah. I also think like psychologically, if something happens to you when you're young where maybe you want to, you like each person has maybe one or two things that they either want to run away from or they want to embrace. Mm. So in your partner, sometimes subconsciously, it's like, it's either like, oh, my mom or dad pick this person and I love that, so I want that, or
like, no,
I want the exact opposite. Yeah. I find that there's no middle ground.
Yeah,
it's not like it's like I don't want a guy like this, or I want a guy like this, and I think, or like
my home life was like this, and I yeah. liked it, and I want to emulate
and
it.
And that's different from everyone.
My home life was
right?
like it, and I do not like, want
I was
anything
missing
like
this,
it.
And mm-hmm, this person mm-hmm. provides that for me amongst mm-hmm. other things. Sometimes it could like throw you off, because if you're getting one thing but then they're like totally toxic, okay.
Yes.
That's why you have friends, yes. therapists and family to tell you that you're yeah. that person's toxic,
some spiritual guidance,
if you can't see yes. that, right? But for the most part, yeah. I think like for me, I think Yi really, she just, I felt like she would just support me no matter what, you know. And sometimes I just wanted that, because I'll know I'll do everything else, but like when times are tough, or it might not be exactly what you imagine, but if you're willing to like stick it out with me, you
yeah.
know, then,
yeah.
you know, times will get better.
Yeah.
So somehow I got, you know, somehow like you feel that.
Yeah.
You feel like through tough times, or like little, like we've gone through tough situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In
yeah.
the beginning, where I think those were subconsciously like, oh, we got through that. That was, right. that was not easy, but like we got through it.
Yes.
And the way we got through it.
I actually think that is something that people are like, oh, in the beginning, you should like, it should be easy and everything should be smooth. And mm-hmm. yes, you shouldn't be like fighting tooth and nail to right. Like the person
yeah.
or like, you know, like these, if there's toxicity in the beginning. But I think at a point where somebody is vulnerable with you, and maybe it's something you're like, oh, mm-hmm. I didn't expect this. But then you guys like work through it.
Yeah.
That I think a lot of people would be like, oh, if it doesn't fit your thing, you should just like
bounce.
Yeah. Bounce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you're just lonely.
Right.
You just keep bouncing.
Right. And so, but that's where like, I do think it's like, if you try and you get through it, then mm-hmm. like that is a huge testament to like yeah. what you guys can work on together. If you don't get through it, or there's actually like disagreements on yeah. like some values or whatever, then like that's also very telling. Then you can be like, yeah, this is probably not gonna work. But yeah. like, I think through the disagreements mm-hmm. is where I think you can tell if it's gonna last, mm-hmm. because I think it's like, right, even if you really, really like someone, you're gonna argue with them. And so you gotta get like pretty good at like talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was time. That was very cool to see, like, yeah. wow.
You can
we're
talk.
Good at, we're
you
like
can,
yeah,
we're
good,
good
at this.
You
like
talk,
yeah,
you
I was like, wow,
it.
We are good at this, and like we're like very good at this. Mm-hmm. So that's also rare, right? Mm-hmm. Also, when you know how rare it is, it's like, wow, this is happening. Yeah. Even I was like, wow.
That's why, like, sometimes yeah. you just need to like, I'm not saying like date anybody, but like,
but date anybody.
No, but, like, no, it's like because the initial like meeting someone, you still need to get to the next stage of like going through the trenches with them.
Yeah.
Right, at some point.
Right. Yeah.
So,
right.
So to get to that point, you got to get through the initial point, and then to get to that point, then to get to like further down the line. Right. Yes. It could be like 3 years in, you're like, well, they're not the one for me. Okay. Well
that's
then. Okay. Sorry.
I will say, if you are on a timeline, like don't waste your time.
Yeah.
But like, so like, that's if you're right. on a timeline, like I was not trying to wait around. And so like, I do think, you know, some of these will just come naturally if you just naturally live your life. For example, like if family is an important thing in your life, they will probably be in your life, and your person will probably meet them pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can be a stressful time.
Yeah.
Or like if there is a cause that you really care about, yeah. you will probably do it in your life yeah. and you'll see how they react to just like who you are.
The things that you care the about that in your you life. Care about.
Or in and my so, case, like my wife didn't want me to meet her parents for a long time. And I was fine with that because that was important right. for her not to.
Yeah.
do that right. like force that
right
yeah. and then when it happened it was awkward but it was now like we're great it's fine
now you're over like we're not best you're past friends. That
yeah, yeah we don't chill we're not buddies yeah. like I'm not like getting along with them we knew that was yeah. the case but like when it happened a long many years later yeah. it was fine I was okay with that but some yeah. people might not have been okay with
yeah.
that
because yeah. totally.
They might be like what's why? The problem
exactly yeah.
love me do not trust me right. You know, in her case, it's like, no, they're crazy. No, I'm saving you.
Yeah,
I get that. I get that.
And so there are so many, there's no like one size fits all, mm-hmm. I think, of like, oh, if they do this, you gotta leave.
It can't be.
I think it's like, it's worth it to be curious about why there's things also are like on a spiritual
sign, like universal elements, like maybe you had to suffer that one. Like, I'm sorry. Sometimes it's just like, you had to suffer that one because you owed some karma and now it's
gone. Do you mean like you had like to date this person?
Yeah.
Going through like, hard, it didn't hard
work
time.
Out.
I mean,
my it first didn't work out.
Serious yeah. girlfriend didn't work out. Didn't you knew who out. She was.
Yeah.
So.
It's fine.
You know, it happens. Bad. Like we've all had exes.
Yeah.
Right? It's not like the first person you meet. It's like, we're going to get married.
Mm. So, some people it is. Some people it is not.
Yeah.
Most people it is not.
Hopefully like a few more times and it's good. Not like, oh man. Every time, like.
Okay, let me yeah. ask another question.
Okay, go. Go.
This is all together.
This is all quant. No,
turning quant. Into a different.
I knew this yeah. would happen. This happens episode. Every time, you guys. Yeah. Go.
Okay.
What's the question?
Asking for a friend.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh yay! Asking for a friend.
What happens? Have you ever been in the situation where you feel like you run out of things to like talk about?
Mm. Oh, interesting. Yeah, I think, see, this is very like, it just depends on you, the dynamic, right?
Yeah.
I think like so far, Yi and I don't have that, but I would say like previously, yes.
Okay.
But also.
You mean previous relationships?
Yeah,
or
but
previous
also
times
previously.
Of your
previous relationship.
Okay.
But I feel like it's not because we ran out of things to talk about. It's because there was something wrong with the relationship and we weren't figuring it out.
So you have both maybe there's some avoidance.
So there so like right. So does that make sense?
It does.
Like I'm not saying you should always have something to talk about because sometimes like there are sometimes he's like, do not talk to me right now.
Yeah. No, yes. Space is quite important.
Give me space.
Sure.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
But stay right here. Okay. What? Because I'm a very talkative person. Right? So I think as long as it's coming naturally, there are times when it's like, you know, you don't want to share about your day because you had a tough day. But then like what I think what you're saying you can tell when I look back, there was an issue in the relationship.
Mm.
So there was some subtleties where if you're not happy, it's hard for them to like talk and yeah. share genuinely
mm-hmm. yeah.
because you're not happy about something.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, for me, it's like, all right, well, not much to say because like you want to talk about what's going on? Oh, no. Okay. Like, I don't know. Like
yeah,
I'm lost
yeah,
at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's like,
that's
is
how
it
distance literally builds, right?
Yes.
You don't,
yes.
You don't get into it and then it just builds and builds
but,
and builds.
But I could
and
see like,
right.
I could see like an older, like you've been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because you look at like older couples, like sometimes they don't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's their dynamic.
Yes, that's right.
Like my grandparents didn't talk to each other like, at all. No, like
yes.
that's
no.
since I was a young child.
Yes.
Right.
I think for some, particularly a different generations,
right.
the older generation or just the type of couple, the dynamic is just more silent.
Yes.
And I could also imagine as you get older, you don't need to talk all the time. I
you
could
don't
imagine
need to.
That.
Like do your parents talk to each other?
They bicker. That's so the dynamic.
That's their dynamic.
That's the dynamic.
Because they're not talking about things.
Yeah.
They're arguing about things.
Exactly.
So and there's like.
Yeah. Energy. It drives everyone else crazy, and I'm sure it drives them crazy too. But then there are times when my mom was spending time, extended amount of time away, right? Mm-hmm. And then I think my dad kind of like misses the bickering. Oh, So that's just I've come to realize that that's just the dynamics between the two.
And not to say like everybody's relationship could probably always like improve, right? Mm-hmm. But just like there's a difference between not having something to talk about and like this is just the dynamic of the relationship or like you're just in a season of difference.
I mean, I'd always want my spouse to even if we're not debating something or like going in depth. To me, talking is also like listening. Like, why don't you tell me about what's going on? Mm-hmm. I'll just listen.
Yeah.
So that's a form of talking, right?
Agree.
Like interaction.
Yes, same. You know? Like so to answer the question, I thought about this like while maybe, I don't know, like a year ago, I was like, oh, what if we run out of things to talk about?
Because some people can be very quiet people.
They don't just say much.
But that's different. See, that's I think the distinction I'm trying to make where it's like some people are just more quiet.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they don't have things to say or they don't have things to talk about.
Or maybe one like my uncle and my aunt. My uncle talks a lot. My aunt listens. That's fine.
Right.
Doesn't talk a lot.
And then it's up to you guys to figure out, oh, maybe that person does want to talk more. Well, then maybe one person should ask more questions and not talk so much, you know, that kind of thing. But so I did actually have this like, oh, what if we run out of things to talk about? But that has not been an issue. I think there is so much to like, I feel like there's so much to uncover.
There's also some love language things there, I think, in our first, second season. We talk about love language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Check it out. Great episode. I still talk about love language stuff all the time. Yeah. Let's say one person's like, my love language is I want to see that we're talking and conversing about something. But what if it's not that person's love language? So you might need to adjust because it doesn't mean they don't love you. It's just that's... you might suck energy out of them.
Yes,
you
know? Right.
How about you talking? I listen.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe they don't have enough to come back at you, and that's not a bad thing. Like,
yeah.
I just don't have much to say about that.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
But
very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I think like it's nice if you have things to talk about.
Yes,
of course.
Yes, and like
yeah,
I
that
think
that doesn't hurt, right?
No, I think it's actually it's quite important for most people. So like I think it's helpful. Like we like sometimes you can set aside time to talk about like the bigger things or whatever. But I found we have not had a problem. Like it's I don't think
And it's not like it's every like, moment you're like let's talk about something. That's
no,
weird,
but it's just like I'm just talking about normal conversations and not like deep conversations.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I know that obviously we have a podcast, so I think. Yeah. We tend to be people who talk more. More chatty compared to others, but there are people around me who just don't.
Do you find
have
like
much to
I
say.
Feel like I, me and Quan are probably more talkative in our relationship? Is that right to say?
And yes. Like
okay, we, and I feel like you're not.
We're all like in a spectrum, right? I'm for sure like I'm closer to the people who don't talk much.
Okay,
and then you guys are on the other side of that spectrum. I kind of depend, for me, it depends on the people that I'm interacting with.
Do you worry about, like, if you are in a relationship with someone that we won't have anything to talk about?
I think she worries that she doesn't have enough to say back.
I'm genuinely asking for a friend, but...
but I'm also interested. Okay. Is that something? Because I actually...
So
well,
straight up
well,
asking
what do you,
you
think?
Straight up asking for a friend right now, because, like, literally my friend was telling me about this, and I'm like, oh, it just popped in
my
head.
So like
but
Mia,
what about you?
Yeah, what about me?
Are you more afraid that you don't have enough to say back in a relationship?
No, I think I've had this problem in the past, okay. and like a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
But it was also a long distance relationship, so I think it just kind of adds to the adds another layer to the
because
to
in
the
a
difficulty.
Long distance relationship, talking
is the core.
Is the core.
Is like because that's
it's
all you
can
do.
That's all you can do.
I know.
But also
so.
Yes, that's tough. Whew, that's tough.
Yeah.
Well, I mean it might not be tough with the right person. You know what I mean?
But yeah, also it takes like it has to be
long distance is hard.
Like if you're a genuinely curious person, for example, it just makes talking easier, right?
Yeah.
So I think there are so many factors that go into that's it, right. but that's just one of the examples that I can think of.
So are you saying so okay, you just differentiated I think earlier about like deep talks and normal conversation.
Yeah.
Because like, I just feel like there's so much to, like there's a whole person to learn about. Yeah. So like, there's like so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But like, are you just talking like about, so you wouldn't consider the deep talks. You're talking about like normally just like having stuff like it may be in common. To
like
talk
normal
about
chit chat. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just like normal chit chat.
Yeah.
Not even talk about, we need to have a conversation. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. No, I think. Yeah, I think that is where
friend,
if you do
I have, advice for you now.
she or he could check out our episode now.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Do we spend want way too much time on a tangent, so
it's become like how do you know they're the one? Which I love that topic.
We've had something similar.
Was it that exact?
But
it's not that exact.
That's great because that's what we wanted to talk about this.
We will think about a title.
But what if we asked Mia,
episode.
Like, how would you know they're the one? In
how
the
would
future?
I know?
Yeah, how would you know?
I don't know. I
how
mean, I.
Do I know? You know that movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I also haven't. I think it's very. I think it's hard. That's a hard question to answer without the other person.
I know.
How do you think you would know? Like.
This is
hypothetical. Hypothetical.
I know. I was gonna say like until that happens. This is a hypothetical question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair answer.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to hear it, Mia. Because next year, you'll be going away on your wedding destination.
Oh, my goodness.
Season 7. One of us got married.
Again!
Wait, but it's like the only one left. The audience is like, what do you mean?
Like we try to make it mysterious, but it's actually not.
Hopefully, it's not one of us got divorced.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm sorry. I went there. It's morbid.
We hope you enjoyed our first coming back episode. We will see you guys in the next one. We're so excited.
Bye.
Bye.